You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The popular accessible technology fair Site Village makes its way to Leeds in June. Here to explain more is Site Village Events Manager Rose Woodall. Rose, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. It does seem 5 minutes since I spoke to you last time.
No, that's what happens with a busy year.
As we spoke earlier, 6 events this year, so extremely busy.
Well, what can we expect from the next one, Site Village in Leeds? Who will be there?
Yeah, so we haven't been there since 2024, so we're looking forward to going back. It's proving to be very popular. We have some local, we have some of our regulars, so we have Humanware, Thomas Pocklington, who's sponsor. Guide Dogs will be there, Macula Society, and then we've got some locals to Leeds. So we've got Your Sensory, Leeds Sensory Service Bid, Outlook, and South Yorkshire Visually Impaired Tennis Club. That's just a few. If you go on the website, we've got a lot of exhibitors at this one.
For people who might have heard all about Site Village exhibitions previously, but not been to one yet, what are they like?
Yeah, so it's a great event. It really is. And it's, you know, nowadays, we don't get a lot of that face-to-face, and it really is vibrant. Come along, talk to people face-to-face, try out the equipment, ask any questions, and everyone's there to sort of help you solve them problems face-to-face. So it's a really good, you know, it's a really good event. You can purchase refreshments. It's free. You can stay there for the whole day. There will be seminars, but that is slightly being updated on the website at the moment. So there's always a lot going on. So it's really worth a visit.
And you mentioned those seminars. Lots of talks obviously going on throughout the day in Leeds from experts. What can we expect there?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on the seminars. I won't say too much about them because it's like being updated, but they'll be updated within the next week. But there will be, again, at Exeter we didn't have many seminars, but Leeds seems a lot more popular, a lot more people wanting to do a range of discussions on different topics. So yeah, keep checking the website and they'll be up on there.
Are there any products or services that are going to be displayed this year in Leeds that you're especially interested in maybe learning about yourself?
You know what? I'm always surprised myself when I go there. We have got new exhibitors coming. So it's really great that once everyone gets us out the table set up, you go around and, you know, myself as the manager as well, it's really good for me to sort of keep updated on technology, services. And when people ring, I can give advice. So, I'm not quite sure. I can't name one at the moment, but I'm sure when I get there, as always, I'm surprised.
The exhibition is at the Royal Armouries in Leeds. What kind of support will be available on the day for visitors?
Yeah, so we've reached out to Huddersfield University to try and get some sighted guides. So again, things are in the process of getting done, but we're just waiting to hear for that to get confirmed. But what I can say is regarding reaching out to the university is we've got Huddersfield University coming to Site Village, and they're doing a programme, Get Set to Goal. So they're doing wellbeing checks on visitors should they want to. They can sit and talk about wellbeing services. So it's a really nice addition to Site Village. So people want to come there. They don't have to, but they can get a health check while they're there. So something different.
Site Village has been to the Royal Armouries in Leeds previously. Is it an accessible venue?
Yes. So we was at Leeds in 2024. It's at the Royal Armouries Museum. It's a lovely location, very accessible. So it's all on the ground floor, open space. So yeah. And catering. So refreshments are all on the ground floor. So yeah. It's very accessible and it's a really nice venue as well.
Tickets are free to all Site Village exhibitions, but you can book in advance.
Yes, yeah, so we do recommend, you don't have to, so I don't want people to feel they need to because you can turn up on the day. But we just ask if you come in with groups or you want to get through registration quicker, they can email us on sv@qac.ac.uk. They can go onto our website, which is www.qacsitevillage.org.uk, On there will be the list of the venues for 2026. You'll be able to click on Leeds and there'll be a button that you can click on to book your tickets. So you can book how many tickets you want. We have tickets so we know how many people are coming, but as I did state, it is a free event to visit.
And this, of course, isn't the last Site Village exhibition of the year. 2026 has been very busy, as we've already mentioned, and there's even more events to come after Leeds.
Yeah, so just literally pretty much a month after Leeds, and then we've got our flagship Central. So there's lots going on, lots being booked for that, exciting things going on there. Then for the first time ever, we're going to be in North Wales, so we're going to be in Llandudno, working alongside the Society for the Blind, so we're sort of collaborating a little bit on there, so that one's really exciting. And then the end of October, so slightly a little bit earlier, we'll be back in London for the two-day event. So non-stop this year, so you know, wherever you are in the UK, try and come to one of our events, it'd be great.
We'll look forward to hearing more about those upcoming events later this year. Site Village Leeds takes place on Tuesday the 2nd of June from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Royal Armouries in Leeds. Rose Riddle, Site Village Events Manager, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, and fantastic as always, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.